Yo. And I'm just wanting to document some of the things that's floating around my space when it comes to establishments, systems, and why I'm here. I don't want to go on about myself. I don't want to talk about myself at all. All I'm going to say is how I process, how I see, how I feel is interesting. Okay, there's a lot of people in my life, and I know how easy it is to lure someone. I know by facial expressions. I don't know. I used to think of something wrong with me. Like I shouldn't be talking. Like, people are getting uncomfortable. Like, I listen, no problem, and if as long as there's one or two words back and. But if I talk about my thoughts or how I process, so far, 90% of people I bump into or I've known for a while, what way do I word this? I just want to say they get quiet. A lot of people get quiet when I talk. And I'm not talking about anything. I could be talking about my children, I could be talking about anything. And I really understand that more and more and more every day, every moment. I've got these burning questions. Why am I here? What am I about? What's the point in all this? Why am I here? What's the purpose in all this? Why am I here? What's the purpose in all this? What does my soul want me to know? What does my heart want me to know? What does my higher self want me to know? What the fuck am I doing here? I don't fit in. And it's not a negative thing. It's actually really powerful. I'm sharing with you some context. It's 2:30, nearly 2:30 in the morning. I never have trouble sleeping. So when I go through these phases or moments or portals or metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly, I call it. That metaphor suits me. The first time I was in it, scary as hell. Second, third, fourth, 50th. Oh, I don't fucking enjoy them, but I know what's out the other side of them. You know, at some point the caterpillar is going to melt. It fucking melts before it becomes a butterfly. So that analogy works really well for me, because the melting pot is not always that, if ever, enjoyable. It's not enjoyable to melt. It's not enjoyable to die. It's not enjoyable to go through these processes, but the other side of it is always worth it. The juice is always worth the squeeze. So what's that got to do with establishments? Well, I've never really. Okay, so everybody knows at this point who's been listening or following me for a while, that, or even if he grew up with me, went through school with me, happy-go-lucky child, not aggressive, like, or damaging, or, you know, wrecking shit, but you could say somewhat antisocial, you could say somewhat class clown, or you could say somewhat of a rebel in school. As in, I never really understood following along blindly. Like, who the fuck do you think you are telling me all this? Like, as a young man, like, what are you talking about? You having a clue what you're... Like, I just had this kind of an attitude, I guess, when people tried to exert their authority over me. I won't say issues with authority. Like, I don't mind authority per se, but I just don't get it. I need to get things. I need to understand how I'm wired. I need to understand rolling around me bed here. I'm trying to get this phone out of my hand and place it there. Hopefully it sounds good. I need to understand here. I need to understand stuff. I'm insanely curious by nature. That level of curiosity can seem or feel intimidating. Like, what the fuck, he's a nosy bastard. Or just makes people feel uncomfortable. But it's just how I'm wired. So more and more and more every day, I'm embodying more of my authentic self, my true expression. So I'm not going to fucking apologize for that. I'm going to get to the gift of that. Because just to give it real quick in a sentence, then I'll keep rambling. I've never really understood systems, or putting it betterly, I've always been able to see the flaws in a system and wonder why it wasn't done better. And like Einstein says, if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, that fish will grow up thinking it's stupid. And that's the way I see school now. I didn't see school like that back then. Like back then in school, I just had fun. Unless I had to get grades, I'd got the grades. If I need to pass a test, an important one, I'd pass it. I'd fail all year. I'd fail for 3 years, 2.5 years. I'd do me mocks from a junior certificate with no study. And my attitude was, let me do this with no study, see how I get on. And then I have 3 months to brush up on whatever I need to brush up on. That was genuinely my thought process. So I never really took life too seriously. I knew I could handle it. I knew whatever came about, I could just adapt and work through it. This was all not conscious. I'm looking at it now from this perspective of understanding myself and seeing the thread of authenticity in me, and then where conditioning has conditioned me. So we always say we're either nurturing our conditioning or we're nurturing our consciousness. So I've been nurturing my consciousness by just becoming more aware of stuff over the last decade. And that came from hitting the panic attack, but we'll get to that. Oh, we go there now. I don't know where this is going exactly. I want to keep it. Yeah, so that was genuinely my thought process for my mock exams, no study. And that's like, my mind is unique. Now yours is too. Your gifts are just probably different. I'm just owning my gift here. I'm just owning my authentic expression. I'm just owning what I'm here to do. I'm just owning how I see, what my visions are. And I'm going through these processes now in later life where I'm just like, fucking hell, man. This is a tough ride. This is a hard life. So this is so hard. I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't victimize myself. I'm not saying, why does life, why does this always happen to me? I'm naturally always like, what's the point of this? Like, why am I going through this? Like, what? That curiosity, it pervades everything I do and think. So naturally, organically, innately, I see where systems don't work. So that looks like, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, oh, he's a Trump fan, oh, he's this, oh, he's that, oh, he's fucking whatever. You're entitled to your opinion, but you won't be able to categorize me like that. I know what that is in you, when we categorize like that. But I'm going to start really only speaking to people who ask me to help them. That's it. With their system, with their systems, their strategy, their life, their business, their fucking sex, love, and relationships. I have an innate ability to teach. I'm a natural teacher, because if I can see systems and evolve them and see where they could get better, and then I have a layman's approach to just simplifying things, like simplifying complex universal fucking laws and different things. Like, it's just how I'm wired. So I'm talking about myself a little bit in order to give a little bit more depth into me and into why I say what I say. So if I'm saying that school is broken, it's because it is, and I know it is, and I know how to make it better. If I'm saying that hospitals are broken, it's because it is, and everybody knows this, and I know how to make it better. If I'm saying that having the way we have babies is weird and fucked up, it is. So these are all experiences that I've had, which over time has had me lose faith in doctors, in systems, in establishments, basically. So it's not that I'm just like, fuck the system. It's like, I'm like, the system is broke. It doesn't work. Period. I can leave it there. You know, the hospitals and the pharmaceutical industry is looking for clients, not cures. Everybody knows this. the education system teaching 30 or 20 or 30 children to go through an IQ level of intelligence. Like, we'll want to measure your IQ every year to see if you're up. What? Then you come up with all these labels. Dyslexia, ADHD, blah, blah, blah. They're unique individuals. You're trying to put them into a system and categorize and label them, and then if they don't fit into that, you're making them, or their special needs, or their mental health issues. No, your system is broke, motherfucker. So that comes at, like, with the 9 to 5, like, I have always known that I could do an 8, just based off how much time I spent in the jacks and talking to your mates and work. I've always known that I could get an 8-hour day done in 3 or 4 hours. So, as I got bigger, if you like, as I grew, as I became, you know, early 20s, actually, I'll go to my early 20s and I'll go back, because I only realised this earlier on. No, I'll go straight there now. 8-hour days, 9-hour days, 10-hour days, 5 days, 5.5 days a week, 48 weeks of the year, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Simple. My body, my energy, my batteries, they just cannot fucking do it. I didn't notice as much when you start out, like, because I'm a hustler and I'm a grinder and I'll get up and I'll go, but what will happen is my knee will blow out, or something will happen to, like, in your apprenticeship, you go to FOSS, you have college breaks. During my apprenticeships, you had times of temporary layoff where you got put onto the social welfare for, you know, up to 12 weeks. Then they take you back to, it was a thing, temporary layoff. So every single year of my working career, if I look at it, and this only dropped in for me today, really, about my early years, or I'd plumb and I'd dry up and I'd jump onto the van with my dad for a while. So change is good for me. Having to finish at 4 o'clock or hang around till 4 o'clock or something every day, every week, every month, every year, like that's depression for me. Not for the first couple of weeks, or maybe if I ended up doing that, I'd have to do 3 weeks on, 1 week off or something. I have to follow my own guidance, and when I'm not following my own guidance, I get depressed. But really, when I'm not getting depressed, I'm just getting disconnected from myself, and that feels like depression. So I can remember going on the hop from work in my apprenticeship when I was going through moments of, I just knew I couldn't work. I'd go to the Phoenix Park and I'd go asleep in my car, or go asleep in my van. Or the park would be empty and it'd be raining and there's S-bends and I'd just do handbrake drift turns on my own. I wasn't trying to impress anybody. I just, the happy-go-lucky nature went all the way through my life in most areas, except when it didn't. And when it didn't, that could look like depression. Now, I smoked a lot of weed back then. I still do occasionally. But back then, it was my life. It was an everyday thing. It was kind of, you know, developed in my teens and a good few years of it just, like, you know, I don't even know whether I got stoned, you know, kind of way. Like, it was more a case of it was just a habit. It was only really when I took a break in my 20s to go to Australia that I really felt, when I smoked it after that, it was different. But there's a few different things that happened to me leading up to go to Australia. There was lots of vertigo and panic attacks and anxiety and overthinking and different stuff like that. And then when I smoked weed and that amplified the anxiety. So I went through a journey then from like 2011 to now of not having answers. Well, not to now, but that was the beginning of, like, not being able to, my happy-go-lucky nature, my ability to see and follow my intuition or follow, I didn't have the word intuition back then, but just, I was the type of young lad that I wouldn't necessarily listen to you. I'd listen to you, I wouldn't be rude, but I wouldn't necessarily believe you if you told me something couldn't be done. I have to see for myself, or I can sense that I can do it. So I wouldn't be being rude to you, but I just have that sense that no matter who you are, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a judge, whether you're a cop, or whether you're whoever you are, your authority is not going to really work alone. if you've got the credentials, if you have something that I have, if you're a wise motherfucker, like there's many mentors in my life. Many mentors in my life who I would classify as an authority and I would listen to and seek advice from. But the ones who just have a DR in front of their name, or they're a school teacher, or they're a guard, or they're a minister or stuff like that, that's not enough to have authority over me. And that looks like a little antisocial rebel or whatever way you want to, you know, society wants to call that, but that's conditioning. So we're either nurturing our conditioning or we're nurturing our consciousness. I'm nurturing my consciousness. And the light just came on the screen. I wonder if it's like cute to just leave it there 15 minutes. This is the thought process. The light came on when I cut it there 15 minutes. Is that a nice bite-sized chunk? Let me take a moment. That's why I have issues with being consistent. Because I say often, and you would hear me say this, awareness changes everything and awareness changes every day. So if awareness changes everything and awareness changes every day, then it's hard for me to say, okay, for the next 4 Thursdays, I'm going to do this. It's actually hard for me to do. If for now, anyway. It's hard for me to lock that in. But I know that I'm locking in a lot of other things that will make the rest of my life, you know, so beautiful, so successful, so fulfilling. I'm fulfilled even in the dark moments. That's the thing. It makes me question things more. It makes me realize things more. It makes me realize that there's a reason for me being in the darkness. It's not enjoyable. It's not nice. It's easy to label it. It's easy to distract. It's easy to smoke, drink, fuck, you know, whatever it is that you do in to distract from darkness. Like right now, I'm in solitude. I have broke up with my partner of 10 years. It's been going on for a while, but like I haven't slept with another woman in a very long time outside of that relationship, you know, like it's a long ass time. Like we all broke up in the 10 years, so it's not been 11 or 12 years since I've slept with someone else, getting really detailed with you. We've had a couple of breakups along the way where like 8 years ago or something like that. You know, over the years, I think that was 8 years ago, yeah, just ruthlessly honest. So it's not like so, and I say that because sexuality is a big piece of what I want to assist, like, not to say systemize, but sexuality for me is something that, like, I'm not the type of man that just goes, all right, you know, big fucking macho man, and then like 3 minutes later, it's just like fucking Snorlax. No, like, no, this is beautiful. This needs to be dragged out. This needs to be longer. This needs to be like, why do I have to ejaculate? I've heard of semen retention. Why aren't we retaining our semen? Why aren't we bringing the energy up our spine? This is a practice that I'm still, like, new in, but sex lasts a lot longer than 3 minutes for me most of the time. Because I've learned some skills, and I'm always, you know, self-reflecting on things. I'm always getting better at things naturally. I'm always bringing this thread of, yeah, maybe I should have fucking quit that at 15 minutes. Don't really want to be getting into talking about sexuality here, but I'll roll from the minute. I'll maybe just edit that piece out. So life for me is a moment by moment thing. If in doubt, breathe it out. I'm hearing and sensing so much from so deep inside of me that I wouldn't really be able to find words to explain it to most people. But I don't need to explain it to most people. I'm only here to explain it to the people who can hear me and who want to systemize their own life, strategize their own life, decondition their own limitations, limiting beliefs, ways of thinking and behaving that's not helpful. And nurture their own consciousness, their own unique expression, integrate their soul and self. Now, I'm not a religious person, and I, for years, never used the word soul, but I like it now. Like, and it's kind of like consciousness for me. I look at it, the way I see this system of life or the universe or energy right now is, I'm deconditioning myself. I'm releasing tension. I'm releasing stuck emotions. I'm shedding weight, I'm shedding layers, I'm expanding my energetics. I know this, when I walk past people, I know by the limbic system response. The limbic system is like, I've fucking studied body language and every fucking thing. Like, I'm just a studier. But in the last 10 years, I've been reading my way out of things. Curiosity. I find a book, I find an audio, I find a mentor. But the limbic system is the body. The limbic system tends to not lie. I don't think it can lie at all. Maybe it can a little bit, but from my memory, the limbic system is the responses that your eyes make, your face makes, you twitch, your arm moves, different things move. It's the limbic system response. It's a very primitive part of our brain. Now, I'm not very, you know, scientific in this area right now. I don't need to be. But I say that my energy is expanding, and I know it is because I pay attention. I don't pay attention because I'm stalking people. I don't pay attention because I'm nosy. I pay attention because it's who I am. I'm aware. I could even say that I am awareness occupying this body. So it gets quite deep, gets quite layered, gets quite multidimensional even. But a lot of those words have you thinking about aliens, multidimensions. What are you talking about, fucking extraterrestrials? You want to talk about aliens? Look at the ingredients in the back of the food boxes, man. The aliens are in the food. The fuck is that shit? And I eat stuff with 17 ingredients, 25 ingredients. I go to the same garages and shops that you go to. You know, it's difficult to find whole foods there. But, yeah. Here's a little sex piece in. And the reason why I put that in there is because food, sex, porn, drugs, drink, they're all ways to numb or pleasure seek. Nothing wrong with them. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with them. And I've taken a lot of time to myself over these years. Like, outside of being a worker and a father and a partner for all those years, and now just a worker and a father, seeking my purpose work, seeking meaningful work, seeking my way out of construction because it was making me unhappy. Even though I was making $3,000 to $5,000 a week in Australia when I left, and beautiful beaches and surroundings, life started to mean more to me as I had children. I wanted time and money freedom, you know, and I've tried many, many, many different things. But what I realized is I have to love myself enough. I have to deal with my own self-worth issues, my own self-esteem, my own conditioning. And by doing that, it'll bring me into alignment. So it's alignment over everything. I'm empowering meant, as I say, empowerment, alignment, fulfillment. Empowerment, alignment, embodiment, ultimately fulfillment. Even enlightenment. I'm there for encouragement. The government's there to govern. Exactly. Govern your meant. Now I'll govern my own mind, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, but no thanks. So, intuitive, innate intelligence. We all have it. We also have heaps of conditioning. We also have a million things that can distract us. We also are debilitated with lots of that conditioning and indoctrination through education, yes, but also through church, religion. Church, the best salespeople on the planet, best marketing people on the planet, biggest real estate agents on the planet. Look at all the property they own. Look at all the real estate they have. Look how many baskets they hand around in their things. It's a business. So I see systems. I pick up data from everywhere. That's why for years I've been paying coaches that I've been more qualified than, but I just had low self-esteem. Because I pick up shit from everywhere, so I'm a natural investigator. So that's why sometimes people feel like I'm a nosy motherfucker, or I'm this or I'm that or the other. It's just innately me. I'm a natural investigator. I'm picking up bits and pieces. Oh, but that was, so, you know, I can't give an example in the moment here, but if a coach is mentoring me and telling me to do X, Y, and Z, you need to show up every day, you need to post every day, you need to do this every day, you need to do that every day. I'm then thinking that they're more qualified than me, giving them the authority, and then I'm not having any real success. But my real success comes from actually owning how I see, getting into the flow and purpose of my mission, and then sharing that with others. That's my mission. Sharing that with the people who are ready to receive it, and stop wasting energy speaking and splurting shit all over the internet to people who don't want it. or can't hear it. It's just bouncing off them. For the right people, this information is game-changing, even just this voice note, this recording, this podcast. For the wrong people, they can make judgment, they can... What's the point anymore, Johnny? You know? What's the point? Now, Johnny's intention, I'll talk about myself in third person for the crack. Johnny's intentions is to make change, is to, like... Look at this information I'm finding. When what the fuck? Why wasn't I learning this in school? Mind, money, emotional IQ, in the bedroom, knowing what to do? Why weren't they teaching me that in school? Because they wanted slaves, bro. They wanted slaves, sis. That's a fact. Slaves is a strong word, but that's the fact of it. That's where skill came from. That's why everybody's getting labeled as shit and having attention deficit disorder. No, you're boarding the fucking shit out of them. They have got attention, just not for what you're teaching them. Like, I probably have ADD. If I was to ask somebody and go for the test, I'd probably have it. Or, I don't have it. I couldn't have it. I have attention for what I'm interested in. I didn't study anything in school unless I had to. And it was the night before a test, usually. I didn't play the game in school. But now, my attention can be held for hours and hours and hours at a time. Because I'm interested about it. Because I'm passionate about it. So they don't teach you passion. They don't teach you to follow your passions in school. They teach you how to get good grades. How to get a good job. And this all comes back to the common sense for me. This is not airy-fairy fucking, you know. This is not airy-fairy stuff. This is retarded to me. Check this. I really want to be, insert what you really want to be, right? Student. Doing his leave insert. Or leave insert. I really want to be X. Doesn't matter what it is. I need X amount of points to do that. Okay, cool. But they ask you to pick your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth, and your sixth. So depending on a poxy point system with a whole host of other subjects, you may or may not get into your passion job. So you could be extremely passionate about animals, say, and you want to be a vet. Right? Now, fair enough if the subjects are relevant to being a veterinarian. But the way I see it is they're not. Most of the subjects are not relevant to where you want to go. But the point system dictates whether or not you get in right off the bat. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a way around that, because there's always a way around things. You don't need... That's another thing. I don't accept, oh, you need 400 points and you only got 350, so you can't be a vet. Who can't? Watch this. Do you know what I mean? I'll get a job on the reception and I'll do this, or I'll go... Here, I'll go there, I'll go whatever. There's always a way. In my opinion, there's always a way. But the actual system says, no, you have to do economics, because you didn't get the points, so you have to go for your fourth pick. I seen it on the news about 3 years ago. Some student talk. Actually, it was during the COVID season. Some student was on the news, and that's what she said. I want to be this, but I have to go for this because I only got this, and I'm like, I just shit head in disbelief. Go, how the fuck did we get? How is it? What? That's my natural response. That's why I can't watch TV. That's why I don't watch TV. That's why I won't watch the news. I won't watch. I call it stupidity. You hear me saying it all over the internet like that. I can't do stupidity. Do you know what I mean? And that's only because I'm here to change the game in lots of ways. I'm here to give and create new thought. I'm here to give, you know, and have you think about things differently. I'm here to have you think about yourself and your authentic expression and integrating your soul with yourself. Another way of saying it is your head and your heart. Another way of saying it is, you know, coming down out of the attic of the house that you live in or the house that you occupy and into the heart and the rest of the body. The body knows the score. That's why you find me dancing. Moving, stretching. I'm not messing with you. I've done less than 20 yoga classes in my life. Like, I haven't done, but I don't need to do things many times. And I don't do much yoga at home. But yoga to me means union, or you know, and movement is movement. So intuitively I move. Intuitively I move, I release, I dance, I shed layers, I shed skin. Like a snake. Every year. Maybe multiple times. So I'm growing, I'm expanding, I know this. And and sometimes I'm escaping through addiction, addiction to the phone, addiction to joints. You know, sometimes the world is just too much because it's just like, what the fuck? What? You know, and that's not a bad thing. That's just me getting closer to why I'm here and what my mission is, so that I can actually start to really thrive in this life. Because I feel rich. My bank account doesn't really reflect it yet, but I'm rich. I'm rich with consciousness. I'm rich with the things that money can't buy. I'm rich with awareness. I'm rich with heart. I'm rich with compassion. I'm rich with understanding. I'm rich with children. I'm rich with gifts. If I focus on money only, it won't work. It doesn't work for me. You know, 21, 22, I hit a depression, they called it. The psychologist called it. You know, you're lacking serotonin, son. Here, take a serotonin pill. It's messed up. So that was the spark of a journey of self-development, self-discovery, find the books, finding answers. And then I'm like, what the heck? This book was written in 1930. This information has always been here. What the fuck am I learning about Hamlet in school for? You know, don't get me wrong. I like a bit of literature here and there. I like a bit of poetry here and there. But it's not a passion of mine now. Maybe later on in life. But it's not something that I wanted to spend all that time on in school. It's really not. You know, I think school is messed up. I think we're losing so many artists, so many singers, so many footballers, you know, hockey players. Who knows? Like, even the randomest of things that we don't even know about yet, we're losing them in the current system. Women are not able to have babies efficiently and effectively and as naturally and as beautiful as it can be right now in the current climate, in the current system. Old folks are not going out of this earth realm the best and the most effective and efficient way that they can in this current system. So from child being born to their education to adulthood and university, which is just it's just another business, really. We'll leave it at that. So is maternity hospitals. The medical system is an absolute, like, that's comical. Right, not comical if you're on a 4-year waiting list for something that's life threatening because you haven't got the capacity to pay private. Like, it's absolutely retarded. I'm going to use that word. It's absolutely retarded. But a lot of the world has just accepted that that's the way it's got to be. Well, I can't accept it. You know what I mean? I can't accept it because if I try to accept it, then I get depressed and then I find my way out of depression. Well, what's the other answer? If I don't find my way out of depression, what happens then? So I'm lucky to get depressed and find my way over. And realize that that's just disconnecting from my source, myself, my uniqueness. And I'm here to be original. I'm here to create. I'm here to share. I'm here to, you know, simplify the message and the mission. You know, I can bring it back to being a turtle, helping people come in, like, just the turtle. I just resonate with turtles so much. As in, I just think I'm going to have them in the back of me videos and on my table and everywhere around me, because they represent innate intelligence. They represent coming out of our shell, having the safety of the shell but being soft and tender. They represent going with the flow of life, big one. They don't fight the waves, they don't fight the current, they go with it. They go up and down, left and right, but they don't go against the water, the depths of the ocean. They just go with it. They're not surface dwellers. And there's many, many more different teachings of that. But the main thing for you to know is, like, just tapping into your innate intelligence, coming out of your shell, going deep and going with the flow. Getting on, and, like, imagine a turtle never left the beach. You know, imagine the turtle. That's the way I see society. Like if society was turtles, they never left the beach. They never even began their life. They never even made it to the water. They never even made it to their self, their soul, their consciousness. It's all automated, autopilot, conditioned indoctrination through education all across the nation. Mind blown to me. So there you go. I don't think I'm going to edit that. I think I'll leave it raw and real. I have never edited a soundbite. I've never edited anything out of a video. I have very rarely, I was going to say never, but I very rarely even took a second or a third take. I just kind of do a take one and I'm done. Yeah, I feel that's going to change. I'll probably do a couple of different takes, but what you see is what you get with me. I hope that helps you have a little bit more insight into some of the stuff that I say. If you feel like I'm against the government or I'm against the systems or I'm against, you know, different things, I have learned over the years that truth is a feeling for me. Or I can really trust my feelings, let me say. I can really trust my senses. I feel a lot. And that's a gift. It's not a bad thing. It's not. Like if you grow up and school, oh, it's gay, that's gay to do this. You know, pussy. You know, big boys don't cry. And all these crazy fucking beliefs that I've felt come up myself and dealt and worked through. That I feel a lot of men are probably suffering with at the moment, to be honest. So yeah, I'll see where this goes with regards to who I walk with. I can walk with men and women, young and old. But the idea of having a men's group where there's only men in there and we get to talk about all the things, that really excites me. The idea of walking with sensitive people or people who get this message and know their game changers here for more, that excites me. The idea of walking with children really excites me. The idea of having or walking with animals really excites me. Well, maybe I'm just going to have children and animals on my land while I walk and coach from the internet. Teach is probably a better word. But holistic mentorship, you know, strategizing and systemizing your life, it's very natural for me to do that. So if this resonates, I'm gonna put a link, I'm gonna put my calendar below, and if this resonates, let's have a call, and we can go from there. We can see what happens on the call, see how much value can be added to your life in the call, and yeah, we'll go from there. Peace out. Have a glorious day. Empower your mind, align your mind, embody your mind. Fuck the government. Yo. And I'm just wanting to document some of the things that's floating around my space when it comes to establishments, systems, and why I'm here. I don't want to go on about myself. I don't want to talk about myself at all. All I'm going to say is how I process, how I see, how I feel is interesting. Okay, there's a lot of people in my life, and I know how easy it is to lure someone. I know by facial expressions. I used to think there's something wrong with me. Like I shouldn't be talking. Like, people are getting uncomfortable. Like, I listen, no problem, and if as long as there's one or two words back, and but if I talk about my thoughts or how I process, so far, 90% of people I bump into or I've known for a while, why do I word this? I just want to say they get quiet. A lot of people get quiet when I talk. And I'm not talking about anything. I could be talking about my children. I could be talking about anything. And I really understand that more and more and more every day, every moment. I've got these burning questions. Why am I here? What am I about? What's the point in all this? Why am I here? What's the purpose in all this? Why am I here? What's the purpose in all this? What does my soul want me to know? What does my heart want me to know? What does my higher self want me to know? What the fuck am I doing here? I don't fit in. And it's not a negative thing. It's actually really powerful. I'm sharing with you some context. It's 2:30, nearly 2:30 in the morning. I never have trouble sleeping. So when I go through these phases or moments or portals or metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly, I call it. That metaphor suits me. The first time I was in it, scary as hell. Second, third, fourth, 50th. Oh, I don't fucking enjoy them, but I know what's out the other side of them. You know, at some point the caterpillar is going to melt. It fucking melts before it becomes a butterfly. So that analogy works really well for me, because the melting pot It's not always that, if ever, enjoyable. It's not enjoyable to melt. It's not enjoyable to die. It's not enjoyable to go through these processes. But the other side of it is always worth it. The juice is always worth the squeeze. So what's that got to do with establishments? Well, I've never really... Okay, so... Everybody knows at this point who's been listening or following me for a while, that, or even if who grew up with me, went through school with me. Happy-go-lucky child. Not aggressive, like, or damaging, or, you know, wrecking shit, but you could say somewhat antisocial, you could say somewhat class clown, or you could say somewhat of a rebel in school. As in, I never really understood... following along blindly. Like, who the fuck do you think you are telling me all this? Like, as a young man, like, what are you talking about? You having a clue what you're... Like, I just had this kind of an attitude, I guess, when people tried to exert their authority over me. I won't say issues with authority. Like, I don't mind authority per se, but I just don't get it. I need to get things. I need to understand how I'm wired. I need to understand... Rolling around me bed here. I'm trying to get this phone out of my hand and place it there. Hopefully it sounds as good. I need to understand shit. I need to understand stuff. I'm insanely curious by nature. That level of curiosity can seem or feel intimidating. Like, what the fuck? He's a nosy bastard. Or... just makes people feel uncomfortable, but it's just how I'm wired. So more and more and more every day I'm embodying more of my authentic self, my true expression. So I'm not gonna fucking apologize for that. I'm gonna get to the gift of that, because just to give it real quick in a sentence and I'll keep rambling, I've never really understood systems, or putting it betterly, I've always been able to see the flaws in a system and wonder why it wasn't done better. And like Einstein says, if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, that fish will grow up thinking it's stupid. And that's the way I see school now. I didn't see school like that back then. Like, back then in school, I just had fun. Unless I had to get grades, I'd got the grades. If I needed to pass a test, an important one, I'd pass it. I'd fail all year. I'd fail for 3 years, 2.5 years. I'd do me mocks from a junior certificate. With no study. And my attitude was, let me do this with no study, see how I get on, and then I have 3 months to brush up on whatever I need to brush up on. That was genuinely my thought process. So I never really took life too seriously. I knew I could handle it. I knew whatever came about, I could just adapt and work through it. This was all not conscious. I'm looking at it now from this perspective of understanding myself and seeing the thread of authenticity in me, and then where conditioning has conditioned me. So we always say we're either nurturing our conditioning or we're nurturing our consciousness. So I've been nurturing my consciousness by just becoming more aware of stuff over the last decade. And that came from hitting the panic attack, but we'll get to that. Oh, we go there now. I don't know where this is going exactly. I want to keep it. Yeah, so that was genuinely my thought process for my mock exams, no study. And that's like, my mind is unique. Now yours is too. Your gifts are just probably different. I'm just owning my gift here. I'm just owning my authentic expression. I'm just owning what I'm here to do. I'm just owning how I see, what my visions are. And I'm going through these processes now in later life where I'm just like, fucking hell, man. This is a tough ride. This is a hard life. This is so hard. I don't feel sorry for myself. I don't victimize myself. I'm not saying, why does this always happen to me? I'm naturally always what's the point of this? Like, why am I going through this? Like, what? That curiosity, it pervades everything I do and think. So naturally, organically, innately, I see where systems don't work. So that looks like, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, oh, he's a Trump fan, oh, he's this, oh, he's that, oh, he's fucking whatever. You're entitled to your opinion, but you won't be able to categorize me like that. I know what that is in you. When we categorize like that. But I'm going to start really only speaking to people who ask me to help them. That's it. With their system. With their systems. Their strategy. Their life. Their business. Their fucking sex, love, and relationships. I have an innate ability to teach. I'm a natural teacher. Because if I can see systems and evolve them and see where they could get better. And then I have a layman's approach to just simplifying things. Like simplifying complex, universal fucking laws and different things. Like it's just how I'm wired. So I'm talking about myself a little bit in order to give a little bit more depth into me and into why I say what I say. So if I'm saying that school is broken, it's because it is, and I know it is, and I know how to make it better. If I'm saying that hospitals are broken, it's because it is, and everybody knows this, and I know how to make it better. If I'm saying that having the way we have babies is weird and fucked up, it is. So these are all experiences that I've had, which over time has had me lose faith in doctors, in systems, in establishments, basically. So it's not that I'm just like, fuck the system. It's like, I'm like, the system is broke. It doesn't work. Period. I can leave it there. You know, the hospitals and the pharmaceutical industry is looking for clients, not cures. Everybody knows this. The education system teaching 30 or 20 or 30 children to go through an IQ level of intelligence. Like, we want to measure your IQ every year to see if you're up. What? What? Then you come up with all these labels. Dyslexia, ADHD, blah, blah, blah. They're unique individuals. You're trying to put them into a system and categorize and label them, and then if they don't fit into that, you're making them or their special needs or their mental health issues. No, your system is broke, motherfucker. So that comes at, like, with the 9 to 5, like, I have always known that I could do an 8, just based off how much time I spent in the jacks and talking to your mates and work. I've always known that I could get an 8-hour day done in 3 or 4 hours. So, as I got bigger, if you like, as I grew, as I became, you know, early 20s, actually, I'll go to my early 20s and I'll go back, because I only realised this earlier on. No, I'll go straight there now. 8-hour days, 9-hour days, 10-hour days, 5 days, 5.5 days a week, 48 weeks of the year, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Simple. My body, my energy, my batteries, they just cannot fucking do it. I didn't notice as much when you start out, like, because I'm a hustler and I'm a grinder and I'll get up and I'll go, but what'll happen is my knee will blow out or something will happen to, like, in your apprenticeship, you go to FOSS, you have college breaks. During my apprenticeships, you had times of temporary layoff where you got put onto the social welfare for, you know, up to 12 weeks. Then they take you back to, it was a thing, temporary layoff. So every single year of my working career, if I look at it, and this only dropped in for me today, really, about my early years, or I'd plumbing would dry up and I'd jump onto the van with my dad for a while. So change is good for me. Having to finish at 4 o'clock or hang around till 4 o'clock or something every day, every week, every month, every year, like that's depression for me. Not for the first couple of weeks, or maybe if I ended up doing that, I'd have to do 3 weeks on, 1 week off or something. I have to follow my own guidance, and when I'm not following my own guidance, I get depressed. But really, when I'm not getting depressed, I'm just getting disconnected from myself, and that feels like depression. So I can remember going on the hop from work in my apprenticeship when I was going through moments of, I just knew I couldn't work. I'd go to the Phoenix Park and I'd go asleep in my car or go asleep in my van. Or the park would be empty and it'd be raining and there's S-bends and I'd just do handbrake drift turns on my own. I wasn't trying to impress anybody. I just, the happy-go-lucky nature went all the way through my life in most areas, except when it didn't. And when it didn't, that could look like depression. Now, I smoked a lot of weed.
back then. I still do occasionally, but back then it was my life. It was an everyday thing. It was kind of, you know, developed in my teens and a good few years of it. Just like, you know, I don't even know whether I got stoned, you know, kind of way. Like, it was more a case of it was just a habit. It was only really when I took a break in my 20s to go to Australia that I really felt when I smoked it after that, it was different. When I took a break and then smoked it after that, it was different. But there's a few different things that happened to me leading up to go to Australia. There was lots of vertigo and panic attacks and anxiety and overthinking and different stuff like that. And then when I smoked weed, and that amplified the anxiety. So I went through a journey then from like 2011 to now of not having answers. Well, not to now, but that was the beginning of like not being able to, my happy-go-lucky nature, my ability to see and follow my intuition or follow, I didn't have the word intuition back then, but just, I was the type of young lad that I wouldn't necessarily listen to you. I'd listen to you, I wouldn't be rude, but I wouldn't necessarily believe you if you told me something couldn't be done. I have to see for myself, or I can sense that I can do it. So I wouldn't be being rude to you, but I just have that sense that no matter who you are, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a judge, whether you're a cop, or whether you're whatever, whoever you are, your authority is not going to really work alone. If you've got the credentials, if you have something that I have, if you're a wise motherfucker, there's many mentors in my life. Many mentors in my life who I would classify as an authority and I would listen to and seek advice from. But the ones who just have a DR in front of their name, or they're a school teacher, or they're a guard, or they're a minister, or stuff like that, that's not enough to have authority over me. And that looks like a little antisocial rebel, or whatever way you want to, you know, society wants to call that, but that's conditioning. So we're either nurturing our conditioning, or we're nurturing our consciousness. I'm nurturing my consciousness. And the light just came on the screen. I wonder if it's like cute to just leave it there 15 minutes. This is the thought process. The light came on when I cut it there 15 minutes. Is that a nice bite-sized chunk? Let me take a moment. That's why I have issues with being consistent. Because I say often, and you would hear me say this, awareness changes everything and awareness changes every day. So if awareness changes everything and awareness changes every day, then it's hard for me to say, okay, for the next 4 Thursdays, I'm going to do this. It's actually hard for me to do. If for now, anyway. It's hard for me to lock that in. But I know that I'm locking in a lot of other things that will make the rest of my life, you know, so beautiful, so successful, so fulfilling. I'm fulfilled even in the dark moments. That's the thing. It makes me question things more. It makes me realize things more. It makes me realize that there's a reason for me being in the darkness. It's not enjoyable. It's not nice. It's easy to label it. It's easy to distract. It's easy to smoke, drink, fuck, you know, whatever it is that you do in to distract from darkness. Like right now, I'm in solitude. I have broke up with my partner of 10 years. It's been going on for a while, but like I haven't slept with another woman in a very long time outside of that relationship. You know, like, it's a long ass time. Like, we all broke up in the 10 years, so it's not been 11 or 12 years since I've slept with someone else. Getting really detailed with you, we've had a couple of breakups along the way where like 8 years ago or something like that. No, you know, over the years, I think that was 8 years ago. Yeah, just ruthlessly honest. So it's not like, so, and I say that because sexuality is a big piece of what I want to assist, like, not, I don't want to say systemize, but sexuality for me is something that, like, I'm not the type of man that just goes, all right, you know, big fucking macho man, and then, like, 3 minutes later, it's just, like, fucking Snorlax. No, like, no, this is beautiful. This needs to be dragged out. This needs to be longer. This needs to be, like, why do I have to ejaculate? I've heard of semen retention. Why aren't we retaining our semen? Why aren't we bringing the energy up our spine? This is a practice that I'm still, like, new in, but sex lasts a lot longer than 3 minutes for me most of the time. Because I've learned some skills, and I'm always, you know, self-reflecting on things. I'm always getting better at things naturally. I'm always bringing this thread of, yeah, maybe I should have fucking quit that at 15 minutes. Don't really want to be getting into talking about sexuality here, but I'll roll for them in a minute. I'll maybe just edit that piece out. So life for me is a moment by moment thing. If in doubt, breathe it out. I'm hearing and sensing so much from so deep inside of me that I wouldn't really be able to find words to explain it to most people. But I don't need to explain it to most people. I'm only here to explain it to the people who can hear me and who want to systemize their own life, strategize their own life, decondition their own limitations, limiting beliefs, ways of thinking and behaving that's not helpful, and nurture their own consciousness, their own unique expression, integrate their soul and self. Now, I'm not a religious person, and I, for years, never used the word soul, but I like it now. Like, and it's kind of like consciousness for me. I look at it, the way I see this system of life or the universe or energy right now is, I'm deconditioning myself. I'm releasing tension. I'm releasing stuck emotions. I'm shedding weight. I'm shedding layers. I'm expanding my energetics. I know this. When I walk past people, I know by the limbic system response. The limbic system is like, I fucking study body language and every fucking, like, I'm just a studier. But the last 10 years, I've been reading my way out of things. Curiosity. I find a book. I find an audio. I find a mentor. But the limbic system is the body. The limbic system tends to not lie. I don't think it can lie at all. Maybe it can a little bit, but from my memory, the limbic system is the responses that your eyes make, your face makes, you twitch, your arm moves, different things move. It's the limbic system response. It's a very primitive part of our brain. Now, I'm not very, you know, scientific in this area right now. I don't need to be. But I say that my energy is expanding, and I know it is because I pay attention. I don't pay attention because I'm stalking people. I don't pay attention because I'm nosy. I pay attention because it's who I am. I'm aware. I could even say that I am awareness occupying this body. So it gets quite deep, gets quite layered, gets quite multidimensional even. But a lot of those words have you thinking about aliens, multidimensions. What are you talking about, fucking extraterrestrials? When you want to talk about aliens, look at the ingredients in the back of the food boxes, man. The aliens are in the food. The fuck is that shit? And I eat stuff with 17 ingredients, 25 ingredients. I go to the same garages and shops that you go to. You know, it's difficult to find whole foods there. But yeah. Here's a little sex piece in. The reason why I put that in there is because food, sex, porn, drugs, drink, they're all ways to numb or pleasure seek. Nothing wrong with them. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with them. And I've taken a lot of time to myself over these years. Like, outside of being a worker and a father and a partner for all those years, and now just a worker and a father, seeking my purpose work, seeking meaningful work, seeking my way out of construction because it was making me unhappy. Even though I was making $3,000 to $5,000 a week in Australia when I left, and beautiful beaches and surroundings, life started to mean more to me as I had children. I wanted time and money freedom, you know, and I've tried many, many, many different things. But what I've realized is I have to love myself enough. I have to deal with my own self-worth issues, my own self-esteem, my own conditioning. And by doing that, it'll bring me into alignment. So it's alignment over everything. I'm empowering meant, as I say, empowerment, alignment, fulfillment. Empowerment, alignment, embodiment, ultimately fulfillment. Even enlightenment. I'm there for encouragement. The government's there to govern. Exactly. Govern your meant. Now I'll govern my own mind, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks, but no thanks. So, intuitive, innate intelligence. We all have it. We also have heaps of conditioning. We also have a million things that can distract us. We also are debilitated with lots of that conditioning and indoctrination through education, yes, but also through church, religion. Church, the best salespeople on the planet, best marketing people on the planet, biggest real estate agents on the planet. Look at all the property they own. Look at all the real estate they have. Look how many baskets they hand around in their things. It's a business. So I see systems. I pick up data from everywhere. That's why for years I've been paying coaches that I've been more qualified than, but I just had low self-esteem. Because I pick up shit from everywhere, so I'm a natural investigator. So that's why sometimes people feel like I'm a nosy motherfucker, or I'm this or I'm that or the other. It's just innately me. I'm a natural investigator. I'm picking up bits and pieces. Oh, but that was... So, you know, I can't give an example in the moment here, but if a coach is mentoring me and telling me to do X, Y, and Z, you need to show up every day, you need to post every day, you need to do this every day, you need to do that every day. I'm then thinking that they're more qualified than me, giving them the authority, and then I'm not having any real success. But my real success comes from actually owning how I see, getting into the flow and purpose of my mission, and then sharing that with others. That's my mission. Sharing that with the people who are ready to receive it, and stop wasting energy speaking and splurting shit all over the internet to people who don't want it or can't hear it. It's just bouncing off them. For the right people, this information is game changing. Even just this voice note, this recording, this podcast. For the wrong people, they can make judgment. They can, what's the point anymore, Johnny? You know, what's the point? Now, Johnny's intention, I'll talk about myself in third person for the crack. Johnny's intentions is to make change. Is to, like, look at this information I'm finding. Money. What the fuck? Why wasn't I learning this in school? Mind, money, emotional IQ, in the bedroom, knowing what to do. Why weren't they teaching me that in school? Because they wanted slaves, bro. They wanted slaves, sis. That's a fact. Slaves is a strong word, but that's the fact of it. That's where skill came from. That's why everybody's getting labeled as shit and having attention deficit disorder. No, you're boarding the fucking shit out of them. They have got attention, just not for what you're teaching them. Like, I probably have ADD. If I was to ask somebody and go for the test, I'd probably have it. Or I don't have it. I couldn't have it. I have attention for what I'm interested in. I didn't study anything in school unless I had to. And it was the night before a test, usually. I didn't play the game in school. But now, my attention can be held for hours and hours and hours at a time. Because I'm interested about it. Because I'm passionate about it. So they don't teach you passion. They don't teach you to follow your passions in school. They teach you how to get good grades. How to get a good job. And this all comes back to the common sense for me. This is not airy fairy fucking, you know. This is not airy fairy stuff. This is retarded to me. Check this. I really want to be, insert what you really want to be, right? Student. Doing his leave insert. Or leave insert. I really want to be X. Doesn't matter what it is. I need X amount of points to do that. Okay, cool. But they ask you to pick your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth, and your sixth. So depending on a poxy point system with a whole host of other subjects, you may or may not get into your passion job. So you could be extremely passionate about animals, say, and you want to be a vet. Right? Now, fair enough if the subjects are relevant to being a veterinarian. But the way I see it is they're not. Most of the subjects are not relevant to where you want to go. But the point system dictates whether or not you get in right off the bat. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a way around that, because there's always a way around things. You don't need... That's another thing. I don't accept, oh, you need 400 points and you only got 350, so you can't be a vet. Who can't? Watch this. Do you know what I mean? I'll get a job on the reception and I'll do this, or I'll go... here, I'll go there, I'll go whatever. There's always a way. In my opinion, there's always a way. But the actual system says, no, you have to do economics, because you didn't get the points, so you have to go for your fourth pick. I seen it on the news about 3 years ago, some student talk. Actually, it was during the COVID season. Some student was on the news, and that's what she said. I want to be this, but I have to go for this because I only got this. And I'm like, I just shit head in disbelief. Go, how the fuck did we get? How is it? What? That's my natural response. That's why I can't. And I was like, I can't watch TV. That's why I don't watch TV. That's why I won't watch the news. I won't watch. I call it stupidity. You hear me saying it all over the internet like that. You know, I can't do stupidity. Do you know what I mean? And that's only because I'm here to change the game in lots of ways. I'm here to give and create new thought. I'm here to give, you know, and have you think about things differently. I'm here to have you think about yourself and your authentic expression and integrating your soul with yourself. In other words, saying it is your head and your heart. Another way of saying it is, you know, coming down out of the attic of the house that you live in or the house that you occupy and into the heart and the rest of the body. The body knows the score. That's why you find me dancing, moving, stretching. I'm not messing with you. I've done less than 20 yoga classes in my life. Like, I haven't done, but I don't need to do things many times. And I don't do much yoga at home. But yoga to me means union, or you know, and movement is movement. So intuitively I move. Intuitively I move, I release, I dance, I shed layers, I shed skin. Like a snake. Every year. Maybe multiple times. So I'm growing, I'm expanding, I notice. And sometimes I'm escaping through addiction, addiction to the phone, addiction to joints. You know, sometimes the world is just too much because it's just like, what the fuck? What? You know, and that's not a bad thing. That's just me getting closer to why I'm here and what my mission is, so that I can actually start to really thrive in this life. Because I feel rich. My bank account doesn't really reflect it yet, but I'm rich. I'm rich with consciousness. I'm rich with the things that money can't buy. I'm rich with awareness. I'm rich with heart. I'm rich with compassion. I'm rich with understanding. I'm rich with children. I'm rich with gifts. If I focus on money only, it won't work. It doesn't work for me. You know, 21, 22, I hit a depression, they called it. The psychologist called it. You know, you're lacking serotonin, son. Here, take a serotonin pill. It's messed up. So that was the spark of a journey of self-development, self-discovery, finding books, finding answers. And then I'm like, what the heck? This book was written in 1930. This information has always been here. What the fuck am I learning about Hamlet in school for? You know, don't get me wrong. I like a bit of literature here and there. I like a bit of poetry here and there. But it's not a passion of mine now. Maybe later on in life. But it's not something that I wanted to spend all that time on in school. It's really not. You know, I think school is messed up. I think we're losing so many artists, so many singers, so many footballers, you know, hockey players. Who knows? Like, even the randomest of things that we don't even know about yet, we're losing them in the current system. Women are not able to have babies efficiently and effectively and as naturally and as beautiful as it can be right now in the current climate, in the current system. Old folks are not going out of this earth realm the best and the most effective and efficient way that they can in this current system. So from child being born to their education to adulthood and university, which is just it's just another business, really. We'll leave it at that. So is maternity hospitals. The medical system is an absolute, like, that's comical. Right, not comical if you're on a 4-year waiting list for something that's life threatening because you haven't got the capacity to pay private. Like, it's absolutely retarded. I'm going to use that word. It's absolutely retarded. But a lot of the world has just accepted that that's the way it's got to be. Well, I can't accept it. You know what I mean? I can't accept it because if I try to accept it, then I get depressed and then I find my way out of depression. Well, what's the other answer? If I don't find my way out of depression, what happens then? So I'm lucky to get depressed and find my way over. And realize that that's just disconnecting from my source, myself, my uniqueness. And I'm here to be original. I'm here to create. I'm here to share. I'm here to, you know, simplify the message and the mission. You know, I can bring it back to being a turtle, helping people commit, like, just the turtle. I just resonate with turtles so much. As in, I just think I'm going to have them in the back of me videos and on my table and everywhere around me, because they represent innate intelligence. They represent coming out of our shell, having the safety of the shell but being soft and tender. They represent
going with the flow of life, big one. They don't fight the waves, they don't fight the current. They go with it, they go up and down, left and right, but they don't go against the water, the depths of the ocean. They just go with it. They're not surface dwellers. And there's many, many more different teachings of that, but the main thing for you to know is, like, just tapping into your innate intelligence, coming out of your shell, going deep and going with the flow. Getting on, and like, imagine a turtle never left the beach. You know, imagine the turtle, that's the way I see society. Like if society was turtles, they never left the beach.
They never even began their life. They never even made it to the water. They never even made it to their self, their soul, their consciousness. It's all automated, autopilot, conditioned, indoctrination through education all across the nation. Mind blown to me. Mind blown to me. Mind blown to me. So there you go. I don't think I'm going to edit that. I think I'll leave it raw and real. I have never edited a soundbite. I've never edited anything out of a video. I have very rarely, I was going to say never, but I very rarely even took a second or a third take. I just kind of do a take one and I'm done. Yeah, I feel that's going to change. I'll probably do a couple of different takes, but what you see is what you get with me. I hope that helps you have a little bit more insight into some of the stuff that I say. If you feel like I'm against the government or I'm against the systems or I'm against, you know, different things, I have learned over the years that truth is a feeling for me. Or I can really trust my feelings, let me say. I can really trust my senses. I feel a lot. And that's a gift. It's not a bad thing. It's not, like, if you grow up in school, oh, it's gay, that's gay to do this, you know, pussy, you know, big boys don't cry, and all these crazy fucking beliefs that I've felt come up myself and dealt and worked through, that I feel a lot of men are probably suffering with at the moment, to be honest. So yeah, I'll see where this goes with regards to who I work with. I can work with men and women, young and old. But the idea of having a men's group where there's only men in there and we get to talk about all the things, that really excites me. The idea of working with sensitive people or people who get this message and know their game changers here for more, that excites me. The idea of working with children really excites me. The idea of having or working with animals really excites me. Or maybe I'm just going to have children and animals on my land while I walk and coach from the internet. Teach is probably a better word. But holistic mentorship, you know, strategizing and systemizing your life, it's very natural for me to do that. So if this resonates, I'm gonna put a link. I'm gonna put my calendar below, and if this resonates, let's have a call, and we can go from there. We can see what happens on the call, see how much value can be added to your life in the call, and yeah, we'll go from there. Peace out. Have a glorious day. Empower your mind. Align your mind. Embody your mind. Fuck the government.